Chapter 21. Like other Gunters around the globe, I'd been dreading the next change on the scoreboard because I knew it was going to give the Sixers an unfair advantage. A few months after we'd all cleared the first gate, an anonymous avatar had placed an ultra-powerful artifact up for auction. It was called Findoro's Tablet of Finding, and it had unique powers that could give its owner a huge advantage in the hunt for Halliday's Easter egg. Most of the virtual items in the Oasis were created by the system at random, and they would drop when you killed an NPC or completed a quest. The rarest such items were artifacts, super powerful magic items that gave their owners incredible abilities. Only a few hundred of these artifacts existed, and most of them dated back to the earliest days of the Oasis, when it was still primarily an MMO game. Every artifact was unique, meaning that only one copy of it existed in the entire simulation. Usually, the way to obtain an artifact was to defeat some godlike villain at the end of a high-level quest. If you got lucky, the bad guy would drop an artifact when you killed him. You could also obtain an artifact by killing an avatar who had one in its inventory, or by purchasing one in an online auction. Since artifacts were so rare, it was always big news when one went up for auction. Some had been known to sell for hundreds of thousands of credits, depending on their powers. The record had been set 3 years ago, when an artifact called the Cataclyst was auctioned off. According to its auction listing, the Cataclyst was a sort of magical bomb, and it could be used only once. When it was detonated, it would kill every single avatar and NPC in the sector, including its owner. There was no defense against it. If you were unlucky enough to be in the same sector when it went off, you were a goner, regardless of how powerful or well protected you were. The Cataclyst had sold to an anonymous bidder for just over 1 million credits. The artifact still hadn't been detonated, so its new owner still had it sitting around somewhere, waiting for the right time to use it. It was something of a running joke now. When a Gunter was surrounded by avatars she didn't like, she would claim to have the Cataclyst in her inventory and threaten to detonate it. But most people suspected that the item had actually fallen into the Sixers' hands, along with countless other powerful artifacts. Findoro's Tablet of Finding wound up selling for even more than the Cataclyst. According to the auction description, the tablet was a flat circle of polished black stone, and it had one very simple power. Once a day, its owner could write any avatar's name on its surface, and the tablet would display that avatar's location at that exact moment. However, this power had range limitations. If you were in a different Oasis sector than the avatar you were trying to find, the tablet would tell you only which sector your target was currently in. If you were already in the same sector, the tablet would tell you what planet your target was currently on, or closest to if they were out in space. If you were already on the same planet as your target when you used the tablet, it would show you their exact coordinates on a map. As the artifact seller made sure to point out in his auction listing, if you used the tablet's power in conjunction with the scoreboard, it arguably became the most valuable artifact in the entire Oasis. All you had to do was watch the top rankings on the scoreboard and wait until someone's score increased. The second that happened, you could write that avatar's name on the tablet, and it would tell you where they were at that exact moment, thus revealing the location of the key they'd just found or the gate they'd just exited. Due to the artifact's range limitations, it might take 2 or 3 attempts to narrow down the exact location of a key or gate, but even so, that was still information a lot of people would be willing to kill for. When Findoro's Tablet of Finding went up for auction, a huge bidding war broke out between several of the large Gunter clans. But when the auction finally ended, the tablet wound up selling to the Sixers for almost 2 million credits. Sorrento himself used his own IOI account to bid on the tablet. He waited until the last few seconds of the auction and then outbid everyone. He could have bid anonymously, but he obviously wanted the world to know who now possessed the artifact. It was also his way of letting those of us in the High Five know that from that moment forward, whenever one of us found a key or cleared a gate, the Sixers would be tracking us, and there was nothing we could do about it. At first, I was worried the Sixers would also try to use the tablet to hunt down each of our avatars and kill us one at a time. But locating our avatars wouldn't do them any good unless we happened to be in a PvP zone at the time and were stupid enough to stay put until the Sixers could reach us. And since the tablet could be used only once a day, they would also run the risk of missing their window of opportunity if the scoreboard changed on the same day they tried to use the tablet to locate one of us. They didn't take the chance. They kept the artifact in reserve and waited for their moment.